Well, we typically don't comment on pending litigation, but this case obviously compels us to respond and defend ourselves against what we consider to be an outrageous allegation by NYSNA. We don't want silence in this case to be wrongly interpreted as indifference. Our position is crystal clear. We are not indifferent on this issue, so we're not going to remain silent. Our position is very clear. It's a groundless lawsuit being used to try to influence our negotiation for a nurse's contract, and it's a blatant mischaracterization of an excellent program that over 18 years has benefited 584 nurses and 13 med techs. These are professionals that came here from the Philippines. We worked alongside them. They provide great care. They came here voluntarily, and hundreds of them still remain in our employment to this day.
They made a big to-do about this $20,000 payment that they'd have to make should they leave the program early or leave the hospital within a few years. Is there any truth to that?
There's a contract that when this program was initiated was drawn up well over 18 years ago. The program started 18 years ago, so you imagine it was a contract was written before then. That contract was written with the legal expert opinion of immigration attorneys and contract employment attorneys, experts. There is a provision in there. We think that it's consistent with other similar types of arrangements where when you invest and bring professionals into your organization, that, you know, if they end that contract early, that it's not uncommon to have in there a provision that says we've invested in you and therefore you need to have a payback clause.
Does this move by the union make it tougher to continue on with negotiations?
Not from our standpoint. We're going to continue to act professionally. We're going to negotiate in good faith, as we have for more than a year. Throughout this process, we've always been working to achieve a contract that's fair to all of our employees. I consider this to be some type of stunt on their part, a groundless lawsuit, but it's not going to change the way that we negotiate at the contract table.